Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, February 12th, 2018. Welcome to day 389. Rachel Brand quit the Justice Department in part over fears that she'd have to take over the Russia investigation if Trump fired Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. NBC News says the Justice Department's number three attorney had been unhappy with her job for months, telling friends that she felt overwhelmed and unsupported in her job, primarily because four of the 13 divisions she oversaw as the Associate Attorney General remained unfilled. Next, Bloomberg, The New York Times, and The Washington Post say the White House proposed a $4.4 trillion federal budget that would add $7 trillion to the deficit over 10 years. The plan calls for cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, and other social programs in favor of higher spending on a, quote, ready, larger, and more lethal military, end quote. It also includes $23 billion for border security and immigration enforcement and $200 billion over the next decade for infrastructure spending. The State Department budget would be cut by 27%, and the EPA would be cut by 34%. The budget will likely be ignored by Congress, which passed its own two-year spending plan last week. Trump's infrastructure plan, meanwhile, will provide up to $200 billion in federal funding to encourage cities and states to invest in roads, bridges, and other building projects. The New York Times, Politico, and The Washington Post say the goal is to incentivize $1.5 trillion in infrastructure spending over the next 10 years, without investing significant federal funding, while also reducing the time required to obtain environmental permits for the projects. Next, NPR and CNBC say the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau dropped a lawsuit against a lender that allegedly charged people up to 950% in interest rates. Led by Trump appointee Mick Mulvaney, the CFPB will operate for the years 2018 through 2022 under a, quote, revised mission and vision of the Bureau, end quote, that will call upon the agency to, quote, fulfill its statutory responsibilities, but go no further, end quote. Meanwhile, The Washington Post and CNN are reporting that Scott Pruitt often uses taxpayer funds to fly first class and stay at luxury hotels, using unspecified security concerns as justification. The Environmental Protection Agency administrator typically brings a large group of aides with him on trips and usually flies with Delta, even though the government has contracts with specific airlines for specific routes. Next, BuzzFeed News says the Education Department will not investigate or take action on any complaints filed by transgender students who are banned from restrooms that match their gender identity. The Education and Justice Departments withdrew the Obama-era guidance on transgender restroom access in February 2017. And finally, Jeff Sessions called sheriffs a critical part of the Anglo-American heritage of law enforcement during a speech at the National Sheriffs Association.
I want to thank every sheriff in America. Since our founding, the independently elected sheriff has been the people's protector, who keeps law enforcement close to and accountable to people through the elected process. The office of sheriff is a critical part of the Anglo-American heritage of law enforcement. We must never erode this historic office. I know this. You know this. We want to be partners. We don't want to be bosses. We want to strengthen you and help you be more effective in your work.
The Anglo-American phrase was not in the prepared remarks released by the Justice Department early Monday before his speech. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The U.S. and South Korea have agreed on terms of further engagement with North Korea, first by the South Koreans and then by the U.S. The U.S. will not stop imposing sanctions on Pyongyang until it begins denuclearization, but the Trump administration is now willing to sit down and talk with the regime. 2. Trump's inaugural committee will not reveal what it's doing with tens of millions of dollars it pledged to charity last year. 3. Trump's pick to run the 2020 census withdrew from consideration after Democrats in Congress pushed back against the appointment. 4. Donald Trump Jr.'s wife was taken to the hospital after opening a letter containing unidentified white powder that was later determined to be non-hazardous. 5. Devin Nunes' news site went down after a distributed denial of service attack. And six, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wants Congress to hold Trump accountable for the allegations of sexual misconduct against him. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.